This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO is concerned about support Russia could provide North Korea, the alliance's head said on Tuesday as Russian President Vladimir Putin headed to the reclusive nuclear-armed country for the first time in 24 years.
We are, of course, also concerned about the potential support that Russia provides to North Korea when it comes to supporting their missile and nuclear programs.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told a joint press conference after meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken that Russia's war in Ukraine was being propped up by China, North Korea, and Iran, who all want to see the Western alliance fall. A U.S. envoy visited the Middle East on Tuesday as Israel and Hezbollah seem to be on the brink of all-out war. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel and Hezbollah seem to be closer than ever to a full-blown war, with escalating attacks on both sides against civilian and military targets. Tens of thousands of Israelis and Lebanese have been forced to leave their homes near the border. Israeli analysts say a full-scale war with Hezbollah would take a larger toll than the 8 months of fighting Hamas in Gaza. Israel has warned the Lebanese government that the whole country, not just Hezbollah in the south, would suffer heavy damage in an Israeli bombardment. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah says any deal to end the fighting with Israel is tied to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Yemen's Houthi militants are believed to have sunk a second ship in the Red Sea, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations said on Tuesday. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. This is VOA News. A new policy announced by U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday will give roughly 500,000 immigrants who are married to American citizens but lack legal status in the United States a pathway to citizenship for them and their children, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
For those wives or husbands and their children who have lived in America for a decade or more but are undocumented, this action will allow them to file a paperwork for legal status in the United States.
Democrats like Elizabeth Warren complimented the president's move.
He is using his tools to try to advance the values of the American people. And that means treating our families as important.
While Republicans like Bill Cassidy call it contradictory.
So I think all these are both him trying to have his cake and eat it too, in the one sense saying he's going to shut the border down, but in the other sense reassuring his progressive left that he's still going to be sensitive to letting people in.
Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Colombia will give legal status to up to 540,000 Venezuelan migrants who are guardians to minors residing in the country, Colombia's country migration agency said on Tuesday. Colombia has been a destination of choice for millions of Venezuelans seeking to escape the political and economic turmoil of their homeland, while others have used the South American country as a stepping stone onwards to other nations. The U.S.'s newest federal holiday is on Wednesday, Juneteenth, which commemorates the emancipation of enslaved black Americans. It became a U.S. federal holiday in 2021 following the signing of a bill by President Joe Biden. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Juneteenth, which combines the words June and 19th, is also known as Emancipation Day. It marks a day in 1865 after the Confederate States had surrendered to end the Civil War, when a Union general arrived in Galveston, Texas, to inform a group of enslaved African Americans about their freedom under President Abraham Lincoln's 1863 Emancipation Proclamation. Dozens of states and the District of Columbia legally recognize it as a holiday and give state workers a paid day off. It's in part a celebration, but Juneteenth is also observed solemnly, honoring those who suffered as a result of slavery in the U.S. over hundreds of years.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill that would legalize same-sex marriage, clearing the last legislative hurdle for the country to become the first in Southeast Asia to enact such a law. The bill passed in its first reading on Tuesday with the approval of 130 of 152 members of the Senate in attendance. I'm Joe Ramsey.